Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we established the yeseldos of understanding the tainas of Korach. And now we will continue, again based on Torah Mor Rabbi Gadol Gadol Reitzach Matzatzal. So in Pasuk Gimel, it says, Korach says, Ki kol eida kulam kedoshim v'sechem Hashem. The entire community is holy, and God is among them. Meaning, the legabe mailas kedusha and tzreches lavoda, as far as the maila of being holy, which is required in order to do the avoda, there's a yesod of kedusha by kol aida kedoshim, v'talib kol echad v'echad lesalos lemadrega shel kedusha and tzreches lavoda. And it's telling each one that he should elevate himself to the Madrega of Kedusha that's required for Avoda. Dehainu atosefus shel kulam. So we had asked in the previous shiur, what does it mean, kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim? If it's kol, what do you need kulam? If it's kulam, what do you need kol? No. Kol ha'eda kulam. Which means, since kol ha'eda, the whole ha'eda is kadosh, Mamela kulam, everybody has the capacity to be able to bring the korbanos. Everybody has the capacity to be holy. Yicholim kulam leos kedoshim. So everybody can be holy. What are you taking the holiness for yourself for? For the Kohanim. And Aaron is going gadol. Ma piton. Kol ha'eda. Everybody's holy. Kulam. Since everybody has the innate, latent holiness, so everybody can elevate themselves to be able to do the avoda. They have the latent holiness, kol ha'eda kedoshim, and emela kulam, everybody can elevate themselves if they want. It's not going to be necessarily automatic. But it's telling the person, they can elevate themselves to be holy. Uvesochem Hashem. What does it mean, uvesochem Hashem? Hashem already put it in the mitzvahs. It's all there. God already put his power in the mitzvahs. So now it's nature. You just do as Hashem said, and you're cool. Everybody can do it. Everybody can do it. Everybody has the capacity. God already put his power in the mitzvahs. And therefore he said, why are you elevating yourself over the congregation of God? And then we have Pasuk Hey. Boker. What does that mean? Kimidrasha. What's the Medrash? Shalom Nam! Tzivui Hashem ukochok ha'tavi shel boker v'erev, shechok tavi ulavdilo min ha'layla, like we saw in the previous year. The Rashi quotes that just like night and morning, these are gvulos, you can't change them, that's nature. That's the Tzivui Hashem. And therefore, mitzvahs have power like nature. The Koach is not independent. It's because Hashem said that this is what's his. This is special to Hashem. It's not just a law that he put in nature and that's it. No. This law has rules that Hashem put into place. If a person is holy, then God brings him close. And it's not just a poel raklefi tivo. Mishu shekol inyan mikoyach Hashem v'tzivuyo nasa. God's going to bring the person close. It's not an automatic. It's not just you do like the law says and that's it. So yeah, there's kochos tivim in the bria, but it's not automatic. The Oda Hashem is Asher Lo, the pasuk says, because that's what Hashem told us, and that's a kodesh vikri elav. When a person's kadosh, then God brings him close, and it's not just like a automatic, because it's all mikoach tzibur Hashem. So it has to be done according to this, according to the detailed laws, and the maskane ves Asher yivchar bo yakriv elav. In other words, the koach of the kohun and the avoda comes only through the bechir of Hashem, not because you're holy. So, as a kadosh v'kriveh lav, when a person's kadosh, then God brings him close. But not as an automatic, because God brought him close, and therefore the maskana is eisasher yivchar bo yakriveh lav, the one who God chose. In other words, if you're a member of the kohuna, you have to keep the rules. God has rules, not just a hefker velt over here. And therefore, if you're a kadosh that wasn't chosen, so you're not chosen. You know, sorry, Charlie, regardless of whether or not your name happens to be Charlie. And that's what it says in the Targum Unguloos, V'yos t'kadosh. We quoted this in the previous shiur. V'yos t'kadosh v'ikorev l'kadamoi. And that's holy. And you bring him close. So this is talking about klal ma'isa mitzvahs, that through a ma'isa of kedusha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's v'karev l'kadamoi, God brings you in front of him. And then vayter v'es asher yivchar bo yakriv elav v'di yisrviyasti. We saw in the targum v'yasti yisrei be yakriv l'shimushe. Here we're talking about the avoda. Because when you're holy, God brings you close. So then who's going to do the avoda? The one who God chose. But again, it's all because Hashem, because he kept the rules. The one who Hashem says is the chosen is the chosen. Uvederzu yesh lomar gam ken mashi yesh lefaresh et mashi katev Rashi. So that's the yikarev le'yakiv le'shimusha. We ask what's the difference between v'yikarev le'kademoy v'yikarev le'akiv le'shimusha. Yikarev le'kademoy means God brings him close b'chalal mitzvahs. And yikarev le'shimusha means that for the avoda, that God chooses you for the avoda, if you keep the rules. And now we can also explain why Rashi writes the Nikuna Leviya. Rashi says this is talking about the Kuhuna and the Leviya, like we saw in the previous year. Rashi says, "Boker biyoda as Hashem as Asher lo is avodas halavia, ves hakodesh v'hikri ve'elav is avodas hakahuna." So the beginning of the pasuk is talking about the gvulos and the hafrada boker, that there's a hafrada of night and day. Shikarahu ben shevet Levi l'shar Yisrael shal ze amar Moshe. שאומנם הפרדה וכוחות אחרים בהם, אבל על ידי השם הוא בא. ומזה קדושה בכל שבט לוי, שראה כל שבט לוי נבחר לעבודת השם, בין להם חלק בנחל הכבש השם ונחלתו. אלא שהעבודה לא מספיקה בתעלות הקדושה שבא ידי בחרת השם בשבט. So beginning the puzzle, so I'm at the gvulos, the הפרדה. Between שבט לוי and the rest of the Jewish people. And on that, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Sheomnam." They have different kochos, but they all come through Hashem, and therefore all of Shevet Levi has kedusha, because all Shevet Levi was nifchal avodas Hashem. Ve'elam chelik v'nachala, kevin shaHashem u'nachalasa. But for avodah, it's not enough that God chooses the tribe. You want to do the avodah? All right, God chose the tribe in general. Do you want to do the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash? For that, you need a special v'hikri ve'elav, which is only Ba'aron u'Banav, and not b'chol shevet Levi. So that's the pasuk. That says, Boker v'yoda Hashem es asher lo, v'es ha-kadosh v'ikri ve'elav. So Boker v'yoda Hashem es asher lo. V'avodas levia, Rashi says. V'es ha-kadosh l'kohuna v'ikri ve'elav. For that you need special kedusha, God says. That's only the kohuna. It's not just enough to be holy. All of Shevet Levi is holy. But you need a special that you're chosen by Hashem. And therefore, it says Vayter. Zosa suk chulech ha-machtos karob chuladoso. And now we're going to see by this test of taking the machdos that Aaron is the chosen. So we asked, how are we proving over here about Levi? So this is really going to prove everything. Because if Hashem accepts the avodah of Aaron, why doesn't Hashem accept everybody's avodah? They're all shevet Levi. No, Hashem is accepting Aaron because that's God's rules. That God says that if you're the Kohen, then you're the one doing the avodah. So if that's true, then it makes the same thing with Levi, that Hashem also chose Levi. Whoever Hashem chooses is the chosen one. Nekudah, gandikt, that's it. So it really proves well, it proves Kuhn and Leviya. Because God accepts the carbon, so that shows that that Hashem decides who does the avodah, who doesn't the avodah, who's holy, who's not holy. So as far as the avodah goes, Hashem said it's going to be dafka shevet kuhuna, dafka the kohanim. And as far as in general being chosen, it's all of Shevet Levi. Uzene rabbe biur ma shekatuv la'alan, b'psukim chavchet ad lamed. So now we can explain weiter. V'yomer Moshe b'zot teidun ki Hashem shlachani la'asot et kol ha'masim eile ki lo melibi. Im kamot kol adam yimutun eile ofakadta kol upkudat kol adam yipaked alayhem. לא השם שלחני. ואם בריאה יברא השם ופצת האדמה את פיה ובלה אותם את כל השאלה מיוריד לחיים שלו בידם כי נעצו אנשים אלה את השם. So Moshe says, with this you'll know that God sent me to do all of these maisim. It's not from my heart. If you die like everybody else, God didn't send me. And if a new creation is created and the earth opens its mouth and it swallows them up and they go living into the grave, then you'll know that these people have blasphemed God. But tzarich biyur tuba. We have to understand a lot. Why do we need this new bria to show that Hashem sent me? And that from that dafka will come, and now you'll know that these people have blasphemed God. What does this new bria have to do with anything? Ayin ba'al shich. Also, it says two things. Im kamos kol adam yamusun eile. If they die like everybody else. Das ist zum Ersten. That's numero uno. But then it says weiter. Ufkudas kol adam yipaked aleihem. They're going to be like everybody. They're going to be, and if they're remembered like everybody else. What's this? Ufkudas kol adam yipaked aleihem. Ma perush. Ma ze mosif. The Targum Unkel says, ki im kemoisa duchol anashi yemusim eile, v'sara duchol anashi yistar aleihem. What does that mean? If they die like everybody else, and if they have a storm like everybody else, in other words, not just the Etzim HaMisa is going to be Al Yidei HaBriya, this new Briya, also the Tzuras HaMisa, Shetavor Aliyem Pitom B'Sa'ara, B'Yotam B'Tokav HaChaim, it's going to come storming onto them. When they're just like out of the blue, out of left field, like they say, what's wrong with right field? What's wrong with the right field? Why always left field? In any event, so it's coming out of right field. That's also going to be another type of thing. That's the way they're going to die. Not only is the Bria going to kill them, but the Bria is going to make them die like a storm, like out of the blue. In the Gemara and the Dorim, and the Flametesam at Beis, it says, Omar Ishlokish Remez Lepikuchodim Minatora Minayin, Shinemarim Kamois Kolodim Yemusum Elif Kudas Kolodim. My Mashma, Omar Rovim Kamos Kolodim Yemusum Elif Shem Cholim Mutolim Arisosom, when he had Mevakrimoisom. So it says, what's a Remez Lepikucholim Minatora? If they die like everybody else, and they're remembered like everybody else, then God didn't send me. What? How's this Mashma? So Rabbi says, "Im kamos kol adam yimusun elu, that adas korach is going to die boifin harogil, shabom mesim shar bnei adam, that koydem lemisasam. Before they die, they're lying in bed, and people come to visit them. Ukvisha pasuk mefaresh v'olech ufkudat kol adam yipaked aleihem l'sham pkdia zchira." That they remember him. That's what Kudas Kaladim Yipogay. That they remember like everybody else by the visitors. And they're going to die without Bigur Cholim. They're going to die suddenly. So what's this Tosefes that this is going to be this Bria that's going to kill them in a sudden way? So based on what we explained, we can answer as follows. Shadavar karom biyotir l'inyan ruchani, the closest thing to Ruchnius that has a natural process in this world is death. So mitzad echod, it's darko shel olam. And mitzad sheni, it's a pool in the nefesh ruchnis. Makes a tremendous change spiritually in the person from being alive to dead. Tremendous change. With the Atosh El Korach, in Korach's world, in Korach's narrative, a Ruchni is Tigapula is Al Pigidre Vitivo Vidago Shalom. Spirituality is based on the laws of nature and the ways of the world. It's a law, like their law of physics, the law of Ruchni is like we spoke about in the previous year. That's what Korach thinks. And this Moshe said, no, here you're going to see a Pula in Ruchni is that has nothing to do with Tivo Shalom, it's Michutz Laolam. And this proves, like Moshe, that everything is al pi Hashem. There's no such thing as a set rules. You got everything God decides exactly how it's going to be done. It's not that there's a set rule in life and that's it. You drop something from the roof, it falls down, the laws of gravity. No, ma pitom. Zeira me'inyan im bria. In other words, I'm going to make a new bria. It's all al pi Hashem. And vayder of kudas kol ha'adam. Shemizeh yuchach shelo kedvrei Korach, kama shketuv v'tocham Hashem. And they're going to be remembered like everybody else. This proves not like Korach, who said God is among them. In other words, there's no tosefes v'pulas hadvarim. Everything is kavu. Everything is set. There's nature. V'azeh amar shebemitatam u'inyan ruchani. No, it's going to be a special tosefes al pi Hashem. Not only are they going to die like everybody else dies, but they're going to die in a way nobody else dies. Most people have a hachana. They're in bed. They make a will. V'ilu behem haita mitat pitom b'lo chulsha. Shenitvasef l'mitatam ha'shen etzlam et ha'mala sheyeshna b'chulsha lefnei ha'mita. Mizeh raya gan l'inyan ha'sheni shen b'zeh chok kavua. El ha'kol l'fi ha'oseh v'ha'maseh u'kan b'kanal. So they're not going to die in a natural way. They're going to die in an unnatural way because it's al pi Hashem. So this shows that everything is al pi Hashem. So not only are there laws, but these laws are guided specifically by Hashem, and therefore, A, God makes a new Bria. He makes a complete new Bria. It's not just their laws of nature. He makes a new Bria, and also how they die. They die in a way which is unnatural. Because it's Al Pi Hashem, not like Korach, who says, no, no, no. Once there's holiness, so then everybody is shy to it. Just do what you got to do to be holy. It doesn't work like that. So there's a Tosefis here as well. With this, we can also explain some more psukim. So maybe we'll leave that for a future shir. But it was already nifla, and it gets more nifla. So thank you so much for listening, and we should be zoche to see more and more niflos mitaris Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.